They had it right here.
Oh, it's
maybe wait till we finish. Okay, hopefully. Okay, so we'll begin today Siman Kufpei Tes with the Siman of Vestas. Okay, we already spent time earlier in the year talking about Vestas and the Raisa of the Rabbanon. Okay, the topic of Vestas itself is a little confusing and a little complicated. And I don't know if we can go into every last detail, but at least try and get the major points as we move through the subject. Basically, the definition of a Vestas is, you know, a point in time when a woman expects to get her period. Okay, and we'll have to discuss a little bit later what it is that triggers this expectation that she'll get her period, and how will she know what indicates to her that she's getting her period. But however she determines that, and we'll see about that, however she determines that, on the day that she expects her vessels, so she's supposed to do a bedika, right? On that day when she's expecting her vessels, she's expecting to have her period, that's what we call the vessels, so then she has to do a bedika. And the Gemara discussed, if you remember this, we spent time on earlier in the year, what happens if she didn't do the bedika? Okay, do we have to assume that she probably did get her period and perhaps didn't notice it? Okay, you know, since we expected it to come, so the, you know, and there's no indication it didn't come, so we say that therefore if she didn't do a bedika, we have to assume orech or orech was manabah, and therefore she got her period and didn't notice it. Or do we say that no, but the evidence is okay if she didn't do a bedika, and therefore she's not a neder? Right, that's what we discussed, and the Gemara said that this hinges on the question which we spoke about at length: whether Vestas deraisa or Vestas derabonah. Okay, if we're concerned that she's a nida deraisa, then we're going to require the bedika to eliminate that possibility, right? And if we say Vestas deraisa, so bedika is going to have to clarify to us, in fact, she didn't get her period, and otherwise we'll have to assume she is a nida until she does that bedika. However, if the concern of Vestas derabonan, it's only a chashash derabonan, then we won't necessarily be so makwish she didn't do any bedika, okay? And then we also discussed, if you remember correctly, what do you mean Vestas deraisa? There are no psukim that indicated to Rashi, said Alachol Moshmi Sinai. We had other suggestions. What is Vestas deraisa? But the conclusion seems to be that Vestas derabonan, as we discussed, and therefore we paskin that if the Vestas passes at the expected time, passes, she didn't do a bedika, then she's still tahara. Okay, that, again, it's just a general overview of something we discussed, again, at some length in its time. Okay? We also discussed the difference, an important difference, between a Vestas Kavu and a Vestas Shaina Kavu, which is going to come up here at length as well, right? I mean, we have to determine the Gemara distinguishes between a Vestas Kavu and a Vestas Shaina Kavu, okay? You know, a Vestas Kavu means she has a set pattern, and the Vestas Shaina Kavu means she doesn't have a set pattern, okay? And there's a machlokas as to exactly what determines the setting of the pattern. And we pass in that when the cycle, the pattern repeats three times. And there are various differences in halacha between Vestas Kavua and Vestas Shaina Kavua. Okay. We assume that a woman is chayav l'chatchia du b'dika on a day of her Vestas, and she's not muteris l'bala, she does so, but that's only talking about a Vestas Kavua. A woman who's Vestas Shaina Kavua, which, you know, most situation is today. So she's supposed to do a bedika on the day she expects a possible vessel, but since Vestas Kavua, she forgot, and it's not a problem, and some don't even require a bedika at all, but she don't have it. Okay, so that's one of the differences. We also paskin that Vestas Shaina Kavua is undone by just one, you know, one deviation, so to speak, and Vestas Kavua is only done if you have undone if you have three changes. Okay, again, these are some of the differences, all of which we discussed, you know, in its time, and to keep these in the back of our head as we move into this sugi over here. So the first topic in Siman Kufpei Tes in Shulchan Aruch and Sif Aleph is the issue of a owner bainus. We call it an owner bainus. Shulchan Aruch says kolisha in laves kavua choshesh liyom lamed l'riyasa. Okay, she doesn't have a fixed vessel. She has to be choshesh for day 30. So let's begin with that. But before we get to that, okay, the Beis Yosef here, I started in source number one, the Beis Yosef here, towards the beginning of Kufpei Tes, gives a general introduction and says, Vida shechamisha mina vesesen. There are five different types of vesses. Ha'echad vesses ha'flogos, okay? Vesses ha'floga, which means the Hainu Shilimuda Liros Baflogos Mikhubanus Kyom Esim La Esim Yom or Mishoshim Shoshim Yom. In other words, she sees at the same interval of days. The same interval goes by. That's called a Vesis Haflogah. Okay? Number one. Number two, Asheni Vesis Hayamim. She sees on a fixed day of the month. Always sees the same day of the month. Talking about the Hebrew calendar, the Jewish calendar. Okay? So she always sees the same day of the month. Hashlishi versus Hatole b'may silavad. Okay, we call that a vesaguf. Piakobaroso, each of Raso, Zenika, Zenika versus the Gufa. Right, vesaguf. She sees her seeing is associated with some sort of a bodily function, some sort of a physical activity. All right, that's the three. That's Vesago. Four, RV versus Murkov. Okay, a Murkov is a combination. We discussed many of these. Right? A combination. The Hainu Sher Tola B'Yomim Ubermeisa. Okay, Ubermeisa meaning Kegon Sher Kofza B'Yom Yadua Mechorish Omer Shuvah Barasa. Okay, she jumps or she does something physical on this particular day, then she gets it. That's the versus Murkav, a combination. Okay, and five, Hachamishi versus Hadilug. Okay, versus Hadilug. All right, versus Hadilug is Heineken going to Rosa Hayom, Ulusov Shloshim, Rosa Shanis. Because Rosa Yom Lamad Aleph, Luvishni, because Rosa Yom Lamad Beis, Luvishlishis. Okay, and she saw versus Hadilug either. She saw after 29 days, then she saw after 30 days, and 31 days, and so on, or the reverse. Or, okay, she saw in terms of the month, the 15th, and the 16th the next month, the 17th the next month, and so on, okay? And therefore, these are the different vestos that's called vestas. It mentions a variation of that, okay? Vestas asiruk. All right, so I sent you out today, I hope you got it, a chart which is printed by Raviona Hillel, Hill Yaakov Mertzbach, the sefer called Shiras Hayam. Okay, that's what you all got it, I hope. I sent it on the WhatsApp. He breaks it down even further, and I think it's very clear, so I'm going to go over it again. Print it out or hold on to it, put it with your file. That's why I left number two blank in the comments here, because that's what I want to associate with it. All right, he actually bangs it down, if you see it, to 10 different things. Okay, not that he's arguing with the Beis Yosef, he just elaborates. Okay, and he, of the different types, he kind of breaks it down into two different categories. There's Vesis Hayamim, Vesis Hayamim, something has to do with days. What has to do with days? So one, Vesis Hafloga, okay, she sees every 28 days, interval. Two, Vesis Hachodesh, she always sees the same day of the week. Okay, same day of the month, I mean, Aleph Nisan, Aleph Iyar, Aleph Sivan, right? Vesis Shavua, what she sees, it's always a Sunday, okay, every fourth Sunday, every fourth Tuesday, whatever. Okay, that's a Shavuah. The Vesis Hadilug, four, he divides into a number of different categories. Okay, so there's Aleph, Dilug B'Meha Chodesh. So she sees the 15th of Nisan, the 16th of Iyar, the 17th of Sivan, the 18th of Tammuz, the Dilug. Okay, that's the B'Meha Chodesh, or the reverse. Okay, the 17th of Nisan, 16th, going backwards, 16th of Iyar, 15th of Sivan, 14th of Tammuz, etc. Then the third possibility in that is Dilug B'Meha Chodesh Chalila. Okay. It switches back and forth. So he's the 15th of Nisan, 16th of Iyar, 17th of Sivan. Okay. Then again, 15th of Tammuz, 16th of 17th of Elul. Then again, 15th, 16th, 17th, 15th, 17th. That's the repeats, the cycle repeats. And then in the Dalet, he has, under four, he has Dilug Bahaflagos. Okay. For example, she sees 1 month after 20 days, the next month after 21 days, the next month after 22 days, and so on. Or, hey, is the reverse of that. The Haflog is on Afreya. All right, she sees 20, and the next month after 19, next month after 18. And then Dilug Haflog is Khalil. Again, it repeats, right? 20, 21, 22, and then again, 20, 21, 22, and again. Right? All right, Vesis Hasirug is number five on his list. Okay. Kishiroa Chodesh Echad B'tar Kavu, Chodesh Echad Lora Klal. Basically skips a month. She sees on Rosh Chodesh every second month. That's a Serug, it's skipping. And we have it in Megillah, right? Korla Serugin. Right? You skip the parts, all right? And finally, Vesta Shos, which we actually talked about at one time also. Vesta Shviliros Machmas Hazman, right? By sunrise or whatever it is, right? There's a certain fixed time of day. She always sees X number of hours into the day or X number of hours after Trila and so on. So those are the first six categories he has as Vesta Sayyamim. Then he has the second category, the other four. Again, he's not arguing the Beis Yosef. He's just elaborating on the examples. But I think it's
really?
Yeah.
What if you are these just like, you know, categories that Chazal have identified based on their observations, or like, you know, strict, you know, rigid halachic constructs. Like, let's say you have a woman who taka, she sees, you know, the 15th of June, July, August, September. Like, no, but it doesn't correspond to anything on the Hebrew calendar. But there's this clear pattern of, you know,
the Gregorian. Is that going to be a day? You have to figure out the calendar date on the second calendar, I think, will matter. Question is, will that be an interval of dates? You have to see. It might be. If she sees always June 15th, July 15th, and August 15th, how many days have passed? There's a fifth. I don't think the second day of the month will matter.
I'm saying that you have this clearly established pattern. Like, it could, it might just be like, oh, Chazal had these.
I don't think so. We'll see. That depends on things like the moon and
anything that is a detectable pattern. You know, would be kind of the best.
I hear, but we'd have to. I think we'd have to fit into these categories. What do you say, Yoshua?
Yitzi and I were discussing that there's also the inyan of Bashash that's brought up later on in Kafetas. So, is there a possibility that? Else the, you know, the Machlokas, if that's the right, so the Rabbanon, maybe these categories apply to within that specific Machlokas, but a person who's a Baal Nefesh or a person who is aware
I have to think about it. Okay. The other four categories you mentioned are Vesok, Shuls, and Garmin, no Sofim. Okay, the various physical factors. So he says, Vesal is like kvitzos, right? She's jumping. Or Vesa guf, you know, she sneezes and other, you know, things like that. Vesa chil tvar harifim, she eats certain foods. That always generates getting her period. And Vesa murkab, which again, a combination of the above. Oh, it's important also at the end, the last things he mentioned here, the chart on the bottom of the page, is Havdelim ben Vesas kavula, she'ena kavula. Okay? So for example, if you have a Vesas kavula, okay, you have a Vesas Kavua, so pretty much that's all she has to worry about. And Aleph is on a benefit, and so on. Then she doesn't have to be Choshesh, she only has to be Choshesh or Vesas Kavua. But if she doesn't have a Vesas Kavua, then she's going to have to worry about all three of those days. On a benefit, which is 30, Vesa Chodesh, and Vesa Flog. If the woman doesn't, which is most common today, she doesn't have a Vesas Kavua, she has to be Choshesh for all three of those. As far as uprooting a Vesas, if she has a Vesas Kavua, then it's uprooted after three times. And the Vesena Kavua is uprooted even after one time she didn't see it. And what if, again, Nafkamina 3, they mentioned before, the Zman Vesas arrived, she didn't do a Bedika. So if she has a Vesas Kavua, she'll have to do a Bedika before having Tashvesh. Okay, if she doesn't have a Vesas Kavua, then, you know, you wouldn't have to. All right, except maybe in a minute we'll get to. She didn't see Bisman Vesta, so again, after three times, that undoes the Vesas. And if it's a Vesas Kavua, Vesena Kavua, it's undone once. And again, doing the Bedika before and after Tashvesh, which we discussed earlier, she has a Vesas Kavua, she doesn't have to. And according to the original Psak, anyway, if she doesn't have a Vesas Kavua, it's Vesas Yena Kavua the first three times, you know, she'll have to do it. Then we discussed that at length. Okay, anyway, that's just an overview of that. Let's move now to the issue, the first issue that's discussed here in the Shulchan Aruch, and that is the question of Ona Beinonis. Where in the world does that come from exactly? Because we don't really have anything in the Gemara about it. So let's take a look at the sugya in Nida Daf Tes Lamed Aleph, which we've seen already more than once. Okay. The Gemara says in source three, the Mishnah, Nida Daf Tes Lamed Aleph, the Mishnah says, Kol Hanashim Mecheskes Tarla Baleim. Okay. Well, every woman is assumed to be tar for her husband. And our boy Menadav, Nishen Lehem Bechizkas Tara. Same thing, we discussed at length. When he comes home from a trip and so on, he can assume that she is Tahora. Right? Rashi there explains, Kol Nashim is four. Kol Nashim is Tahala Baleim. Below Bedika. Below Bedika. Okay, you don't have to do a Bedika. Shalom Huzko Bedika, La Asuka Betaras. Right? The Bedika is only for one that morning is going to deal with Taras. Okay, different issue. All right, but there's no Bedika. That's what it means. Kol Nashim Bechizkas Tara. So, on that Mishnah, the Gemara, Tesamalav quotes Rish Lakish, Omar Rish Lafayim, Omar Rish Lakish, Meshum Yehudin Nesiyah, we discussed already that was a descendant of Yehudah Nasi, not the same person, Yehudin Nesiyah, Vuhu Sheba Umotza B'toch Yemei Onosa. Says Rish Lakish, this is so that she doesn't need a Bedika, she's Mutaris, her husband comes home from a trip, provided he finds her B'toch Yemei Onosa. In the time of her owner. That's the Mishnah says. Again, the Mishnah doesn't discuss that. The Mishnah says all women are becheskes tara. Okay? Mina is right side of the Badika, but the Gemara quotes a Shlokish, and then we hood in a seer, and he comes back with so chime onosa, then she's Tahora. She's Tahora to him if she comes back with so chime onosa. Says Rashi, six, this is the key. Nida Tazom and Al Dumaskal with so chime onosa. Meaning, what does that mean? Lamed Yom Lariya. She comes back within 30 days, says Rashi, of her last Riya. Okay? He came back on or after day 30, apparently, that's, you know, it seems, that he'd come back on day 30 or afterwards, then he'll have to confirm her status. Then he won't be able to be with her unless he asks her and so on. Okay? Why? Again, as she'll require Badika, Avala Akhalamid by Badika, holu stam nashim chazim the self owner. Because most women, stam nashim, whenever women see, within that time, towards the end of the owner, if he comes back, therefore, when the owner arrives, they see it, they get their period, and therefore, if day 30 arrives, so then, and he comes after day 30, then they're going to be the Medica, he's going to have to verify her status. Okay, that's what Rashi says. So that's really the first mention that we have of something to do with a 30-day corresponding, a 30-day owner. Again, I stress, the Gemara doesn't say it. Mishnah doesn't say it. Mishnah has expression, the Gemara has expression, onosa, Rashi tells us that it's 30 days. So the question is, where in the world did Rashi get that from? Okay, where did Rashi get this idea that ona means 30 days? Okay, I mean, Rashi says it. I'm not taking away from Rashi, but he says, Lamed Yom Lariya, right? The 30 days. But where does it come from? So there is a Mishnah earlier in Nida, again, which we discussed on Zion of Aleph. The Mishnah says, remember, Arba Noshim Dayan Shaitan. There are four women Dayan Shaitan. When you don't have to be Tamid Hesed with Taras, you don't have to be Tamid the Taras retroactively. And so Dayan Shaitan, right? When they become Tamid. So Bsula, okay, Bsula, which here it means that she hasn't gotten her period yet. Okay. Mubaris, Menika Uzkana. Okay, we discussed that. So the Mishnah then goes on and asks in 8, the next part of the Mishnah. Okay, the next Mishnah on Zion and Beis. Okay, the Mishnah says, Ezeu Zekeno. How do we determine who is Zekeno? So, Kol She'avru Aleha Shalosh Onos Samuch L'Ziknasa. She's of age, to be a menopause, it's not going to appear anymore. And Shalosh Onos, three Onos go by, and she doesn't get her period. Okay. Okay. Now, what does it mean? She'avru aleha. So Rashi there says in 9 on Zion and Beis, she'avru aleha shelo rasa. Shelo rasa. So she didn't see, she didn't get her period for three onos. Okay? Three onos. So, and that's what the Gemara will now explain. So let's take a look in 10 on Daf Tes Amud Aleph. Okay? That's the issue. Okay, Zekeinah is a woman of three onos went by, she didn't have a period. So the Gemara there says, Ezeu Zekeinah, Kol Shavu Shalosh Onos, Samuch L'Ziknasa. Now that's the tricky phrase. What do you mean, Samuch L'Ziknasa? How old? So we're asked, Hekadami, Samuch L'Ziknasa. It's on the bottom of Tethel, source 10. Omer Behuda, Kol Shavu Shalosh Zekeinah. What do you mean? The people say she's an old lady. She's an older lady. People say she's an older lady. Rav Shimon Omer, now going over to Tesla Beis, Kol Shekorin Lo Ima, her grandma, okay? Ve'ena Bosha, she's not, you know, to say that to a 25-year-old girl, she's very offended, you know, it looks old. But an older woman, yeah, okay, they look so good, I understand, okay? All right, that's a question, you know, I would advise you not to say that, but that's a different point. Okay, Rav Zera, Rav Shulmer, Yitzchak, Chadamar, Kol Shein HaMak Peretz, Chadamar, Kol Shein HaBosha, Vay Benayu, Iko Benayu, Bu Shein HaMak Peretz. Okay, that, we discussed that at some time. I don't need to go into all that now. What's more important for us now is Rechama Ona. Whatever it is, the age of menopause. Okay, three Onas go by, and she doesn't see that. Rechama Ona, Omer Shachas, Rebun Nesia, Ona, Benonis, Shloshim Yom. Okay, they say 30, Ona Benis is 30 days. Three 30-day periods go by, and she hasn't seen it now. 90 days go by. Rabba Amar Chista Esim Yom, he says 20. They say 20 days, not 30. Below Pligis Akla Machokas, Mar Kachoshi Yom Eituma Bimeitara, Mar Lachoshi Meituma, okay? Again, I don't want to go into that detail now. They say that it includes the 7 days of the of the and then as their post is discovered, it should be 23, not 20. You know, again, you can look it up there if you want. Atesame is not really our subject now. It's not a machlokas. Okay, he says 20. It means 20 besides the 7 days of the, you know, of the nidus. Okay, I that doesn't get you right away. So Rashi explains that. I've printed the Rashi on the top. I didn't print the toast. It's not our topic. On top of Atesame Beis 11, Rashi made two miriya ve'ad riya shloshim yom. He made two ma'asara shivul nidus shloshal ziva. That's where you get 10. Esu you made tar. Okay, again, exactly how the cheshbon works out. So as I said, we don't need to go into that now. Tosis has a different cheshbon. It's all good. The point is 30 days. Now, what does this have to do with our definition of owner? The answer is nothing. It's not talking about, you know, the same thing. It's not talking about this is not talking about Vestas. Like, he didn't talk about Vestas. This is a different din. However, presumably, let's note that it's the same speaker. Okay, look at the test on base, the second line of the second part of 10. Who's the speaker? Amarish Lakish Mishun Yehuda Nasir. That's the same speaker, that's the same Amara as back in 5 on Tesvon. Okay? Amarish Lakish Mishun Nasir. And he used the same word, Ona. Okay, so therefore, since the same person, same speaker, and using the same term, so it's not illogical to say that it means the same thing in both places. Both places, Ish Lakish, the name of Yehuda Nasir, okay, and he's talking about defining the word Ona. It's true. On Tesvav, it's for a different din than it is for on Daf Tes. It's true. It's a different din. It's a different discussion. But presumably, the issue is the same term and the same speaker. So therefore, that's where we know that Ona is 30 days. Presumably, they look back in 6. Where did Rashi get Besochonos Alamed Yom? From that other Gemara. Maybe that's where Rashi got it from. Okay, so that's what this, you know, the owner of Benin is, therefore, 30 days. And that's the conclusion. Okay, so that's probably the bucket for the 30 days. All right, so now, basically, according to Rashi, then, we're introduced by this sugya to a concept that a woman can normally expect a period on day 30. That's what emerges. Because he says that the husband can only assume that she's tahora if he returns within 30 days. That's Rashi and Suga. That's the Mishnah, right? And then the Gemara says, what does Yemeyanasa mean? 30 days. That's how he put it all together. Good. Halacha l'maisa. So let's take a look at 12. The Hilchos Nidah Rabban. Parakei Ozdalet. And Rabban and Hey writes, he owned a Shloshim Yom, Mitchilas Riyah, Latchilas Riyah Cheres. You know, including the days of Tumah, including the days of Nida. All right, so Rabban here in seems to agree it's 30 days. Sharov Noshim Kachen Rosh, Mishoshim Shoshim, because that's the norm. That's how most women do it. Now, then the Ramban adds, this is only talking about if she doesn't have a different fixed vessus. If she has a fixed vessus, let's say she always sees on day 35, okay, or day 28 or whatever, that's a different story. If the husband comes home and the woman has a set vessus, you're not going to look at 30. You say, well, you know, she always sees on day 35. Say, don't calculate it. Is he coming back within 35 days of the last 3 years? Or 26, whatever number you pick. You follow the man saying? Okay, the 30 is what the Gemara said if you don't have a fixed vessel. That's where Ramban is clarifying. Okay? 30, when it says, who shematzim sof yimei onoso? What's yimei onoso? So when Rashi says, again, when Rashi in source 6 says yimei onoso, lamed yom, on tesvav ben aleph, that's someone in the womb who doesn't have a fixed period. So we assign 30 days. But if he has a fixed period, then it's going to, a fixed schedule, then it's going to be whatever that fixed schedule is. So says the Ramban. The Rashba as well, in the Bayis Ha'aruch by Zion Shar Gimel. Afo pisho rosh liyom esim, choshesh liyom shloshim l'riyasa, l'vishi ona bein l'zirov nashim. Okay, if you didn't see it, she's still choshesh for day 30. L'ficha choshesh in shema yavo, oreach or aruch b'zman arog yilova, l'ruban shel nashim. That's the case with Reuben Shel Noshim. That's what he said. And when it says, and the Gemara says, Perish Rashi's out, Tochim and Osa Shoshim Yom, Aval Achim and Abai Bedika. After that, you have to check. Oh, the Stam Noshim, Chazan, so on. That's the key. Look at the last 2 lines of that Rashbore. V'shavina mino de isha she'ein lo veses b'ayla muzar aleh b'yom ha'ono d'lo ashkan man de polygala. Let's note, says the Rashba, no one argues with this. Rish Lakish says in the Behuna Nesia, who shabal matzah b'tavach ha'minah, there's no machlokas. Nobody disagrees. Okay? So therefore, Shamina Minot, the Isha She'ein Lo Veses, but notice how he stresses, like the Rabban. Isha Ein Lo Veses, she has no Veses, then Baila Muzalei Biyoma Ono, okay? And there's no Machlokas about it. Okay. I just want to point out, I printed the Ran and Shavuos, or the Riff and Shavuos, that was Dalam and Beis, go over to Ham and Olive. It's a longer piece and has a nice review of some of these points, okay? But the Ran, what the upshot is that the Ran learns Rashi differently. Okay, the Ran seems to learn Rashi a little differently. I'm not saying that that's what Rashi says, but he says, again, if you look at 14, the Ran on the Riff and Shavuos, Dalam and Beis, going over to Ham and Olive. First part is on Dalam and Beis. Karsidim Per Kalayat, that's the one we saw in Daf Tesvav, right? It's not called Ashma Cheskatala Benalei, and so on and so forth. And then the Mishlokah says, Husha Bo, Tochim and Osim, Rashi says 30 days. Okay, and after that, okay, fine. And they quote to Yushalmi, Amar Huna lo shno el shogia eis vesta. Gia eis vesta sura. Vesta deraisa, that discussion. But it appears Rashi, okay, the previous part was Yushalmi. This is the Bible. We learned this, right? It appears Rashi, Huna koi that which the Gemara says, she's becheskes tara, provided he finds a token manasa, that's only shalo higia eiz vesta. Okay. If higia eiz vesta, then it's usur, because orech was not a bot, fine. Look what he says towards the end of the third, sixth, eighth line. Ulafi perusho, the Ran understands from Rashi. Ulafi, thank you. Thanks a lot. Let's see what this mask. Thank you. Hold on, thank you. Okay, Lufi Perusho continues the Ran. It's again 3, 6, 8 lines, 14, 8 lines from the top and then the third to the very end of the list. Well, that one. Lufi Perusho. Afilo Beisha Sheyeshla Veses Tarach Lachish Lunasa. He understands some Rashi, putting a couple of Rashi together, that Rashi would say, even a woman who's Yeshla Veses will still have to be Choshesh for day 30. You hear that? That's how the Ran understands Rashi. Okay, the Ran understands Rashi that even a woman who is Yeshla Veses, right? I don't see it that necessarily have to be Rashi that way, but that's how he understands Rashi. So even who has a Veses still has to be Choshesh for the owner of Benes in addition to whatever the Veses Kavua. Now, that's what he says, right? Then he says, alone the hero. The Ran says, I don't think it's correct. Okay, Shekobi Shesha Veses, Dome Mishulokin, Adzman Vesta. You have a fixed Vesta, 35, so we can assume she's not going to get a Vesta until day 35. Which we're at day 34. Lama Nachash, Lama Nachash, Shekodim Veses. Ficha Nir, the Mandama, who Shaboma, Tupulin, also, Kai Be Ishain Veses. Therefore, I think, says the Ran, which is what the others say. I mean, at the end, he's not arguing. At the end, he's saying, like the Ramban, like the Rashba. He's saying that Sugya is only talking about Isha Eila Veses. But he does say that Rashi, he understands Rashi, and maybe there are Rishonim who hold the Chumi has to be Choshesh both for the owner Benedict and for whatever the fixed Kavua. He doesn't think it's correct. Okay? And it says, Higia Onos Velo Higia Vesta, okay, ain't Asura. If the day of 30 arrives and she didn't get her period yet, she's not Asura. That's what he says. So again, it comes out, the Ran is saying the same thing, okay, that he says, not true. You have Vesta's Kavua, you don't have to worry about the owner. All right. So anyway, there's no argument. It's an argument of what Rashi meant. So perhaps there's a shita. Perhaps according to Ran, there's a shita that you have to be choshesh to the owner ben is day 30, even if you have a Vesas Kavua. Okay. Good. It's important to note in proceeding that not everybody believes in this owner ben in this concept of day 30. Again, I stress the Gemara doesn't say it. Rashi learns that in the Gemara, and we gave a mucker of why Rashi would come to that conclusion. It's logical. However, there are Rishonim who don't buy into that. Okay, for example, the Ra'o and the Berak HaBayis on the Rashba, not on the Rashba that we just read. Now, we read it by Zion Shar Gimel, this is by Zion Shar Beis, Zayin in the regular pagination of the Torah Sabbais, he says as follows. I want to exclude or eliminate the opinion of the Mechaber. Mechaber here means the Rashbo. He's commenting on the Rashbo. Shekosef shechoshes lo nebenes. Ahanem b'shoshim lo shoshim yom. Ve'en el klum. You see that? See that right there? The Melech HaBayin says, no such thing. Ein el klum. Okay? V'nitlo b'os ha'shvur, I know where they got it from, says the Ra'o. V'nitlo b'os ha'shvur shepar kalayad al adem aslis nekhala shemes ta'ar v'shachim shum Yehuda nesim hu shemel mat tochim anoso. I know where they got it from. Okay, he knew what we knew. Okay, at least one time. He knew what we knew. So he knows the other Gemara. He knew the Gemara on Daf Zayin, the Mishnah's on Daf Zayin, the Sugi's on Daf Test, that Ona meant, there it meant 30 days. Okay, he's but it's not the same thing. But Eno, the non stomach coming, the Chol Baila Lo Boy Medika. We have a general rule that Chol Labaila Lo Boy Medika. Chol, emphasize the word Chol. Okay, la'olam be'ishen levesis. Uman tam lechashash azu, achar she'en levesis klal. Uman mokom b'zeh l'shul shem yom. They're two separate sugyas. It's the same word, the same speaker. Okay, but it's two separate dinim. Okay, that's what they're talking about a woman, who now perhaps going through menopause is not going to be able. All right, so there, the 30 days, good. But that doesn't impact our sugya. We're talking about a woman expecting a period. We don't get make up. Says the Melech HaBayis, you can't just make up. Okay, now she's going to be closer to day 30. Why? That's his objection. That's the Melech HaBayis' objection. Okay? He said, again, it's not so clear in the Gemara. And he said, they're going to be closer for it. No such thing as ain't a bitterness. Okay? If she doesn't have a message, why should we be closer for day 30? The Gemara in Daf Tesvav, which is talking about the Ona, is not talking our case. It's talking about who comes. And he'll say the way he says, he'll say that even at our sugya, the sugya of the Bomin HaDerech, right? I'm sorry. He doesn't reject it based on saying that the sugya of Naftes is a different sugya. He says he learns our sugya differently. It'll come out the same. But he learns our sugya differently. So let me explain to you what the sugya means here. Okay? Amar Yishlaki, who Shabbat Matzah Tochum and Asa, that's Ayeshla versus Koi. That sugya is of a bomb in a derech, that as long as he comes within her owner, that's talking about a Yeshla versus. The other Rishonim all said that's talking about the sugya of Eila. Look at it again in 12. Okay, look at the last of the Ramban, the last line in Perak Hay, Halacha Hay. Okay, right? B'med Ramon B'isha She'Eila versus. Okay, Isha Eila versus, that's the case. And so Rashbo said it also. Isha Eila versus, then Bala Muzala Yom Ona. But that's what the Ra'o says. The Ra'o is saying no. He's saying the Sugya, which says if the husband comes home and he can be with her as long as she's within the Ona. What does Ona mean there? Ona means whatever it means for her. Whatever her thing is, right? It's talking Isha She'Yesh Lo versus, okay? The Mastisin Bain Be'ain Lo Bain. The Mastisin Bain Be'ain Lo Bain Yesh Lo versus Yishlokish Koy Ayesh Lo versus Sukomer the Chiyam Rina Cheskes Tari Dafka Mishgim Etamona So Ezu Ona Shetahei Lo. What does it mean? She's Mutaris then when he comes back, as long as it's within the Ona, within what Ona, whatever it is for her. 35 days, 31 days, day in a month, whatever. You follow? That's what it means. It means what? It's talking about a woman who's a Yeshua versus Kavua. She has a versus Kavua. And her husband comes back and he should calculate. Calculate what? Calculate whatever's relevant to her. Not 30 days. Where's the? You follow? You got to want to stress. If you look back in the Gemara says, Amr 5, Amr Shokish is needed to tell someone else. Amr Shokish, we're going to see him. Who should bow? Matsu, Tokyo, man. Oh, no, so. Good. There's a later Gemara that Ona means 30 days. That's what it means here. Oh, you may own us, sir. Her owner. What is that? Whatever it is for her. But doesn't he can't make up a day 30 thing? Just because the later Gemara is something about 30 days? That's the Melech HaBayis' point. Ezu owner, stay low. O Mishloshim, Yom, O Eshim, O Ezizman, Sheesha. She gave it to Ozizman. Go, Shehalach, Mekan, Achashatara, Bechaz, Mesuch, and also Ezizman. She a dual law. Okay? So whatever it is for her. So that's the so he says, in other words, his point is that Gemara on Daf Tesvav has nothing to do with Ona Beinus. Okay, it's talking about either the Vesachodesh or the Vesachlogo, whatever her pattern is. It's an interval. So then he has to calculate what's relevant to her and determine, is he coming back within that time or not? And that's it. What's it got to do with 30 days?
So and the woman who doesn't have a Veses, she just doesn't get this din. There's no Chazaka.
Right. Right. No, well, but she will have something. She will have seen, you know, that month she'll be waiting because she saw it on the 15th, whatever the interval, you know, she'll still have something that she has to be conscious of. Mm-hmm. Not a Veses Kavua. It's a Veses Shenikavua. A Veses Shenikavua has to worry the following month about whatever the day of the month was, whatever the interval of the last time was, right?
But if it's Veses She'inu Kavua, then like she can have multiple Vestas. Like what does she do in between those Vestas? Like what does it mean, Besochimei Onasa?
No, we'll assume for the moment that it's the Vesta, the Chodesh Naflaga. Okay, the Chodesh Naflaga. So
yeah, I'm saying but she can have multiple. Like so she has a Vestas on the 15th and the 20th, and he comes home on the 17th.
Well, no, but if she had a Vesta on the 15th, then he'd have to be Chodesh. Then he would have to be Chodesh. The point is, they have nothing to do with day 30. Day 30 is not relevant. Okay, day 30 is not relevant. Okay, that's the point. So, whatever other vest, whatever she has, he has to be chosesh for, if that time has passed. That's what it means. Okay, now it looks also like the Rambam agrees with the Ra'o. Take a look at the Rambam Parag Dal Halachat Tes. Okay, Kol Anashim Sheish on Vestes. Whatever the Vestas is, that's the Rambam looks like. Okay? Shalob onas Vesta. That's what emerges, I think, from that Rambam as well. Okay? He's saying that a woman who has a Vestas is Becheskes Tahara to husband. Okay, until she becomes Tamea. And if she leaves when she's torn, he comes back. He doesn't have to confirm his status, okay, if you're within the Vestas. Okay, now what does that mean? So the Magid Mishnah explains. It's a long Magid Mishnah. I only printed two lines. Okay, there, per Galachatis. So, Ato Avar Das Rabbeinu, Humifarish, Mishayesh Lavestas, Bidavka, Midarin Mesuga, Ain Lavestas, Amor Chazoi. So that's a little bit your point, Nate. So we'll leave that out for now. Okay, but that's what he says. It's nothing to do with day 30. Okay, now I have to say the Ramban's Shita is a little bit problematical. Ramban's Shita is a little bit difficult because we read from the Ramban earlier in back in source 12, Dalan Hay and Parakeh of Parakeh of the Zilchus Nida owes Dalan Hay. Later on in that parak, Yud Ches, okay, Zilchus Nida Ramban Parakeh owes Yud Ches 18. Kvar be'arnu, okay. One, he says, shekol isha shevesta kua liyamim asur l'shamish b'chol onos avesas lachar vesta shetivdo timtotar. Afilu kodem shikwa l'vesas chosheshes. That we discussed the owner before, okay. So ruketsa, he spells it out. Rosa be'echad b'chodesh zeh l'shegia echad b'chodesh hasheni asur l'shamish b'chol osa ona. Fine. In kain ma bein vesta kavua l'vesta en kavua shevesta kavua. Right? That was one difference between Vesta Kavua and Vesta Shena Kavua with regards to Bedika. Okay? That's point number one in the Ramban. Good? Okay. That's your test. Your test? Again, it's a little chazor, right? Everyone got that? You got that? What the Ramban says? Right? He says that. She'd have to do a bedika if she's a Vestas Kavua, okay, and she missed the and nothing happened, she's still a sewer until she does a bedika. But Vestas ain't a Kavua, not okay, good, that's a cool there. Your test, Habesis a Kavua, Hosheshis lo Achiakam and a Sholosh Pam bedika. This Kavua is undone after three times. This Yana Kavua, if you also have a state Pam, even if it's twice in a row, he came and she gives Manavalotira one more interval, one more day passes, even though she didn't do bedika, then it's Neka Lagamre, he says, don't worry about it. Chof, Vesas HaChodesh, Choshesh lo b'tchilasu v'pam achas, Moshe b'yarno, Ves HaFloga, Yev shal HaChosh v'al adjetir v'yashniya. He's telling a rule which we discussed also. Ves HaChodesh can be observed, so to speak, after one time. Ves HaFloga can't be observed until there's two times, because you need an interval. Right? Interval means in between two different riyas. There have to be two riyas before you have an interval. Okay? That's what he says over there. Because otherwise she doesn't know. All right, fine. Nim says, Omer sharoa damar shchodesh nisan choshesh l'chodesh iyar. Ra'a sabon shchodesh iyar shesh choshesh l'chodesh timan. Ra'a sabon hukba vesel shchodesh. But if she didn't see choshesh timan, then it was undone and so on. But she'll have to choshesh the second day of Sivan because of the interval. Because remember, you have to bear in mind when calculating the month, some months are mole, some months are choshesh. You know what I'm saying over here? Okay, in other words, he's saying, let's look at the case again. Woman had a period of Rosh Chodesh Nisan, so the following month is Chodesh Iyar. Okay, good. She's Chodesh on that day. She saw Taka Rosh Chodesh Iyar. She has to worry about Rosh Chodesh Sivan. Okay, and if she saw that, now she has a Vesas Kavua for Rosh Chodesh, which would be Aleph of the month. The low Ross of Rosh Chodesh Sivan. So now Rosh Chodesh is out, but she'll have to be Chodesh anyway for the second day of Sivan because that's the interval. Because Iyar is a full month, Nisan is not. So the interval. Remember that the Gemara says. That's why Shavuos, according to the old days, according to Shavuos wasn't always the same day. By us, Shavuos was always the sixth of Sivan. Like the Gemara says in the days of Kiddush Al Piriya, because Shavuos is determined by 50 days after the second day of Pesach. So depending on whether the intervening months, Nisan and Iyar were Molei or Choser, Shavuos could be sometimes the fifth of Sivan, sometimes the sixth, sometimes the seventh. Okay. Anyways, you have to bear that in mind. All right. So again, if she saw Rosh Chodesh Nisan and she saw Rosh Chodesh Iyar, so that means 31 days have gone by actually, because Nisan is a full month. So from Rosh Chodesh Nisan to Rosh Chodesh Iyar is 31. All right. Rosh Chodesh Iyar to Rosh Chodesh Sivan is only 30, and she didn't see on Rosh Chodesh Sivan, but she still has to be Choshesh on the second day of Sivan because that's 31 days. Okay. But most important for us now is Chaf Aleph. Look what he says here. All right. Okay. Look what he said. Understand that Ramban what I just said? Okay. If she saw Rosh Chodesh Nisan and she saw Rosh Chodesh Iyar, so she'll have to be Choshesh the following month of Rosh Chodesh Sivan because of the Rosh Chodesh issue. Okay. But she'll also have to be Choshesh for the interval, which is 31 days. So she didn't see him Rosh Chodesh Sivan. Good. So now the Rosh Chodesh is out. The day of the month issue is out. But she still has to be Choshesh on the second of Sivan because that's 31 days. That's what he's saying over there. Okay. Good. Now, Chaf Aleph. La'olam, look what he says. La'olam choshesh, lebeis choshesh halolu, lebeis achodesh, ula hafloga, that's maybe what we were looking at before, right? Ramban says you always be chosh with those two choshoshes, vesachodesh and hafloga, ad sheyikvala echarim gimel palm and kedino, until one is established, then she has a vesach kavur. Keitzer, rosam echarim nisan, umachof mo, then choshesh is lash echarim beir meresh chosh nisan, low rasa choshesh l'tishabo because that's the afloga of 20 days. She afloga shulchan rasa v'tespo oshelor rasebo choshesh l'chaf year. Again, he just spells out the whole thing. Okay, then you still have to worry about 20th year because of the 20th of Nisan of Nisan. I mean, shem echodesh chikba v'esed rasa v'chaf Nisan v'cheni choshesh l'shnehem ad shetikba v'esed afloga. Okay. Meaning we need dollar brios or vesa chodesh begimel. Like you said before, for a vesa flogi, you need to have four experiences because this flogi means interval. So nothing happens on one because there's been no interval yet, right? Or vesa chodesh begimel. Oh, shetitaher echad bakiris pamachas. Rosav echad nisan v'shamer be'ir. Okay, all right, fine. But notice and then he mentioned about the choshel vesa. Say we're skipping a month and so on. What's conspicuously missing? What's conspicuously missing from this presentation of Ramban here? Anything about Ona Benis? Okay, and he only talks about the Vesas HaChodesh and Vesas HaFloga. What happened to the Ona Benis? Ramban does not mention anything about it. Okay, so that's it's just striking. Okay, because by us back in source, what was it? Back in source 12, Ramban talked about Ona Benis. Okay, 30 days. And here, when he goes into all the details later on in the same paragraph, okay, the same paragraph, Ramban goes into the details and he talks about a woman seeing this day and that day, and I have to worry about the Vesa Chodesh and the Vesa Floga. What about day 30? He didn't say anything about this. You have to worry about Ona Benis. In fact, you want to be even more medayic, look in the words in the beginning of Os Chaf Aleph in 18, last paragraph 18. Lolam Choshesh's Lebeis Chashoshos Halalu. These two Chashoshos, namely, the Vesa Chodesh Ula Hafloga. Notice he doesn't say anything about Ona Benis. So that's what the Ramban's sheet is a little difficult to understand Because earlier on, he did say the onus 30 days, okay? But, you know, it could be, I don't know, but it's not saying that it could be that maybe you only have to be choshish for an onus beinonis, you know, when the husband's coming home from a trip or something like that, and you don't require that. Yeah, I don't know. It's a little difficult to say. Why would the Ramban ignore the onus beinonis over here? Okay. Especially in light of the fact, you look at 19, an earlier Ramban in Parak Beis, this is all in Parak Hey. In Parak Beis of Hesilchus Nida, talks about a blind person, a blind woman, Yud Aleph, Hasuma Bodekas Asawar Chaberta. So a woman can do the internal examination, which a blind woman can do the internal examination, which you have to show it to somebody else. Okay. But Harashos Hashotos, not full Daas, then I have to have someone else check and so on. Okay. Yud Beis. Hukpala Vesare Kishar Noshim. Lo Hukpala Veses. Chosheshes Mishloshim Yom Lishloshim Yom. Here he does bring up Ainabonis. Ubodekes Epikos and so on and so forth. So Rabban here in Park Beis, Osir Beis in 19, again does bring up Ainabonis. It sounds like he's saying that, you know, again, these women who don't have an established Veses are Chosheshes for 30 days because that's the Ona. Okay, and he says why. Shekach onas re'il l'rov hanoshim. So Rabban Shita is a little bit funny. Why in 18, Parakei Oschaf Aleph, when he spells out all the cases, he says, especially he says, l'olam choshesh l'beis chashoshos, he doesn't mention the onus beinonis. Again, we had a machlokes rishonim. According to the Berakha Bayis, there's no onus beinonis. Rambam also doesn't mention it. Okay, according to the Rashbo and Rashi, and we thought the Ramban also, there is such thing as the onus beinonis. So take a look now, 20, the Beis Yosef, okay? The Beis Yosef is in Har Simon Kuf Pei Tes. He quotes the Ramban. He quotes this Ramban. Okay. He says, we don't have to get that excited. Okay. He didn't mention it over there. He didn't mention it. Okay. Take a look on the third line of the 20. This is the Beis Yosef and Har Simon in those places. Simon Kuf Pei Tes. Udvarim elu shakasa shechosheshes l'shenim zim burim hem u'mistavet ha'am mikol mokom. The Beis Yosef basically says the Ramban didn't detail it there, but he meant it. Okay, he didn't say it, but he meant it. He said it earlier. Whatever, you have to put everything together. The Beis Yosef says, don't think the Ramban is ignoring. Don't think that he means only those days you have to be choshesh. Again, it could be Vidaik. Look back in 18, no Schafalov there. Le'olam choshesh le'beis chashoshes halolo. All right? So the Beis Yosef is saying, didn't mean only those two. Those are the two that he's talking about there. Because don't think, lav le'meimer she'ena tzricha le'choshe yomacher, doesn't remember anything else, doesn't remember any other day. She'ena tzricha le'choshe yom shoshen, she'ena le'vest kabul. V'chol she'ena tzkavest choshesh le'yom shoshen. Okay, so according to the Beis Yosef, that's what Ramban means. He means you also have to worry about the other beinus. Okay, but he didn't say it, but that's you have. If you have it, again, we're talking about Ein Leves is Kabur. Kol She Ein Leves is Kabur, Choshesh Liyom Shoshim. Okay, the Bach also says like that. The Bach is even a little clearer to Kupay Tess here, those tests. Well, Loshon Rabban, etc., etc., Nimtis Omish Harim, Narachosh Chosh Nisan, and so on and so forth. He says, but you also have to worry Yom Rishon, Choshesh Liyom Shoshim, Yosef, Shu Ein Obeinus. The Choshesh is low, Kevin Shalom, Kavala Veses, Uviyom Shani. Means also the second day after Rosh Chodesh. But the first day he's going to have to keep because of the 30 days. Okay, now that's how he learns it also. The second line, the next page, Pirish. The Imrasa Biyom Rishon de Rosh Chodesh. Pshita de Choshesh is Liyom Chav Tes Biyar. Shiyom Shlosh Shalom Yasa. Ain't Tzorak Lefarish. Okay, the Tavis included. We know it. Okay, he's just talking with the Chiddush over there. In other words, basically, the Bach also is agreeing that this is the proper way to understand Ramban. He did not mean to ignore the onus beinonis in that story. Okay, I think it's worth being aware. They didn't say it, but okay, the post can assume that that's what he meant. Okay, just want to add, okay, that there are some who go further, and some who say that according to Ramban, you have to be choshesh to onus beinonis even if she has the vestis kavua. Okay, provided that the Vestis Kavua lands before the onus beinonis. I don't know if this relates to what you were answering, Nadi, but if some do learn Ramban, that you have to be choshesh for the owner bainus if she has her vessels kavua less than 30 days, and let's say 26 days or whatever. And in this particular month, she didn't see on the 26th. He said you still have to be choshesh on day 30 over there. Not everyone agrees that, but that's something I'll learn in the Ramban. Okay, let's look now on the Shulchan Aruch. Okay, 22.
Some say if she has a period, her period is 35 days.
Then you wouldn't have to worry about this. According to some. According to the Ra'o and the Rambam, perhaps. If you deny the whole concept of unavailableness, then you would not worry about it. Day 30, yeah, correct. All right. Question with the Ramban meant. All right. Let's look at the Shulchan Aruch now, 22. Yoredeis from Kuf Peites. If out of kol isha she ain lo vesis kavua choshesheis liyom lamed l'riyosam shehu onu benes l'stam noshim. But if yesh lo ves kavua l'zman yedua b'chaf l'chaf b'chaf l'chafchei choshesheis l'man hayedua, and it means l'man hayedua only. Okay, so that's what the Shulchan Aruch says. The shach to call aleph quickly is okay. The shach is. But also, okay, also to worry about the flog. The shach just throws that in. You also have to worry about the vessel flog. Okay? So the Shulchan Aruch paskin, the woman doesn't have a vessel kavua, then she's choshesh day 30 day on a bainus, because that's what most women see. And if she would have a vessel kavua, then she would need to be choshesh for that particular day. Okay? It's interesting, there are more, okay? It doesn't say anything about here. Later on in the Siman, in the Siman Yud Gimel, there are more rights as follows, 24. Look at it a little later in the Siman, we'll come to it. Ish Aisha Shirasa, Choshesheth Leveses of Chodesh Ulafloga, Ad Shatikma Vesa Chodesh Begimel Paman, Vesa Kofoga Vidal Paman, Osh Taakir Echerman. This is all the Ramban. Okay, Kaitse. Rosam Echer Nisan, Chofbo, Chosesh Lechem Beir, Nevish Chosh Nisan. And then she saw in Rosh Chodesh a Ros Vechavi or a Lo Ros Sabo Choshe the Test Beer. Again, this is basically a direct quote from the Ramban. You have the Vesta Afloga. And again, since he's bringing this whole thing from the Ramban, you can read it inside, but he also does not seem to mention Onor Benedis. Okay, he does not mention Onor Benedis. It's a little bit puzzling. The Ramban there is quoting that Ramban, which seems to ignore the issue of Onor Benedis. All right? So, the Taz points out over there, it's called Yud Zion. The Taz takes note of this. The Taz says, Choshesh, Echabim Neshkoshin, Pushit, Shingam Khan, Choshesh is Gam, Lyodal, Ishim, Shloshim, Minoriya. He says it's Pushit, just the same way the Beis Yosef and the Bach learned in the Ramban, and the Ramban meant, that's what Ramban meant, he meant to include Shloshim Yom also, the Onor Benedis, he just didn't say it. So that's what the Taz basically says about the Ramah, who cites the Ramban in Kuf Peites of Yud Gimel. Taz, he meant to say that also. He meant to include that, Kistam Onor Benedis. Okay? And that's why, and look what he writes, at the end of the 25, Kuf Peites of Yud Zion, quite Yud Zion, the Kevin Shu Poshin ain't Tarkle Farshal. It's so obvious, he didn't have to mention it. All right, a little interesting. That's what he says. Okay, that's what the Taz says. It's so simple. Okay, it was so obvious, he didn't have to mention. All right, now the Shach, okay, we'll finish with this for today. The Shach in Shukot Lamed, okay, Shukot Lamed, he quotes that Beis Yosef, and he says, because of Beis Yosef, the Masha Kosev, the Chashin and Shetikba, Lamed Adam, Lam Lamemer, and that Beis Yosef in the name of that Ramban, he says, Lam Lamemer, Shein Tzorach Lachosh Liom Acher. Not true. Because Choshen Aves is Kavua, Choshesh Liom Lamed, to Yonah Benedis. Okay? He said, what does it mean? It means to include the Yonah Benedis. And he said, Chenkos HaPrisham, Chenkos HaBach, and so on. Okay? And therefore, she'll have to worry about that day as well. And then in four lines down, Vateres Zikain, Aterezov, that's the Lavush, also because of Gam King, Dibabe Shosef, the host of the Tzricha Lachosh, Yonah Benedis, Afal Pi, Shalot Tira Hayom. Okay? And Vyom Lamed Enonek, it says, he even doesn't see that day. Vyom Lamed Enonek Arbapam Achas. He has a chiddush. The owner of Benin is the Lamed Yom. That's not knocked out after one time. Okay, and that's not what agrees to. Okay, different issue. But he's still bothered, is the shock, by the fact that he didn't, the Ramban didn't mention it. Okay? And he wants to be medayik in the Ramban, like I showed you before. Again, the words in the Ramban, back in the source 18, in Os Chafalaf, la'olam choshesh lebeiz choshesh alo. The shach says, basically, that it's very nice that everybody reads into the Ramban, and subsequently into the Ramah, in Simkuf Peites, if you gimel, who's calling Ramban, everyone kind of reads in that he meant also the owner Bainanus. The problem is he didn't say it. Why didn't he? All right. In the Ramban tries to tell us all the dinim, so why wouldn't he write it? Okay, Lamalo Kosu Prisha Gamkin Shikalakos, owner Bainanus, Adra Abba. Bifshat Divrain is the end of the first paragraph there. Shakosu Shaisha Isha Khoshes Vesakhoda Floga. Okay, it's Mashra Shaina Tri Khalakosh El Bayz Khashalam Sulo. The Shach is, you know, he's a literalist, right? He's saying, I don't know, it's very nice for everybody to read that into the Ramban and subsequently into the Ramah, quote the Ramban, but the bottom line doesn't say it. Who bothered? At the end of the day, he doesn't say it. Okay? So, yeah. One moment. Right? So, therefore, the Chach Pesh Ramban Rashi, so he says, like this. The Shach argues that really what is meant by Onur Beinonis, there's an equation here between Onur Beinonis and Vesis HaChodesh. Okay? The reason I don't mention it, because basically Onur Beinonis is basically a Vesis HaChodesh. Because the month, the Stama month, is 30 days. And what it means simply is that a woman will see Dam one calendar month after the previous Riyah. One on a 30-day period, that's what the Onur Beinonis is. So the Shach argues that really Onur Beinonis is the same as Vesta Chodesh. That's why, that's what it means. And we call it Lamed Yom because ordinarily that's what it is. Okay, if you do a count, depending on the length of the month, but very often the Onur Beinonis, day 30, will be the same day as the Vesta Chodesh. Right? Very often it'll be the same day. No? So that's the...
Rabbi, aren't lunar months usually 29 days?
Yeah, so this is on the 30th day.
On the 30th day, because the Re'iyah itself is day one, so 30th day. Okay, yeah.
Okay, so, right. Yeah. No, Stam Achodesh, as soon as, I mean, Achodesh, one second. Unless he means, that's what I'm saying, but maybe he means that Stam Achodesh is 30 days. It's 29 and a half, right? So, Stam Chodesh is Mola, and Chodesh Chosse, it'll be 29. No, he's saying that the verses are, the day 30 will be parallel to the day of the, not the interval. He's assuming Stam Chodesh is 30 days.
Uh-huh. Most of our months are Mola, or?
Our calendar is pretty fixed. It's 29 and a half days. And alternates, except that Cheshvan and Kislev can vary. Right? Cheshvan and Kislev can be the 20, sometimes both are 29, sometimes both are 30, sometimes one is one. Those are the two variable months. But the truth of the matter is, if you think about it, we more often have 2 days of Shosh, we have 1 day of Shosh. Right? Just think about your experience. Okay, it shifts, right? Leaving out those 2 months, okay, it switches. Right? So now, let's say, now we're in Tevis, right? So, a Shvat, the Tevis is always 29 days. It's only 1 day of Rosh Chodesh Shvat. Okay, Shvat's always 30 days because 2 days of Rosh Chodesh Adar. Adar is only 29 days. Is 1 day of Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Nisan is always 30 days. Is 2 days of Rosh Chodesh Iyar, right? Iyar is always 29 days. 1 day of Rosh Chodesh Sivan. But again, the variables it's a little variable. His assumption is the Stam Chodesh is 30 days. I'm sorry. Okay. Anyway, so the Shach holds that, again, Onur Beinonis is basically like the Vesta Chodesh in a full month. And that's maybe the Rambam holds also. All right? So, all right. You take a look at that Shach. He writes at the end, the second, L'chach Pirish Rambam Rashi, Onur Beinonis, Yilamid Yom, Metkilas Vila, Metkilas Vila Acharis, V'hainu B'stam Chodesh Duhu Mole. Yeah, he says it openly, right? Here it is. V'hainu B'stam Chodesh Duhu Mole. V'hainu Chanami, Ima Chodesh Chaser U'chof Tes Yom. He's denying basically onus benedictus. He said it's onus benedictus is we call it 30 days. Okay. Okay, it really is the Yom HaChodesh. That's what the Shach's point is. The Shach disagrees. Okay, it seems that he's saying that this is Shach, but this is Shach later. So they're later in the Siman. It's the Sukkot Lamed. Okay, the Shach is saying that the Ramah and the Ramban don't mention the whole dinner and abandonments because it's basically like Pesach Chodesh. We call it 30 days because that's what it is in the Stam month. A woman will see Dam a calendar month after the previous Riyah. The calendar month after the previous year. That basically boils down very often to Pesach Chodesh. We call it, okay, but it's really going to be the same as day 30. Okay, or sometimes with day 31, the 30th day, including 29 days in a month, and the next day is day 30. Or if the 30-day month, the next day is day 31. But that's what he said about Onus Benedictus. Okay, so we'll have to talk a little further about that. We'll, Bez Hashem, we'll continue that tomorrow, all right, and just see, because there's a little bit of a the tumult in halacha is exactly how to get to the Onus Benedictus. Okay, it's not so obvious. As we'll have to see different shitas in the Achronim, just calculating the Onus Benedictus. So that's the shot. And Bez Hashem, tomorrow we'll continue with it. Okay, I think that's all for today. Yeah. All right, so we'll stop over here. We'll continue with the 27th tomorrow. So as I said, the next couple of weeks till we finish Kupay Tess, I'm not going to say, maybe at the end I'll say something on the Seder about a certain table, something like that, but we'll stop over here for now. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Okay?
So tomorrow
Okay. Have a good day. Oy.